Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
This is the Matt and Rachel Show. This is Rachel. I'm an editor at Edible Brooklyn and Edible Manhattan. My co-host is Matt, who likes to say yo. That's basically his job. He gets paid to say yo.
Well, I don't get paid. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good.
This is a very special episode of the Matt and Rachel Show. Normally, we just sit around and talk about nothing, but this is the Mind Kitchen.
Yes, it's the Mind Kitchen, and I'm super happy to have three guests. You guys are super psyched to play. This is going to be... this is a game that I invented when I was a kid. Well, and it's not that original now, because nothing's original anymore. But it's I give you five ingredients, and you go into the kitchen that is in your mind, where there is also a pantry. The pantry has some basic ingredients like water, sugar, salt, eggs, flour.
Eggs are new.
Well, eggs is new. I just wanted to make it more funner. It means you can do all sorts of crap. But the point is, I'm giving you these five ingredients. You're going to make a three-course meal, and you have to use all these ingredients throughout the course of these three courses. And you can't go off topic. Like, I'm not... You can hunt. You can use a time machine.
A dehydrator.
You have all the time in the world. You have all the tools in the world to make whatever you like. Okay,
so you have no food, but every possible piece of kitchen equipment you could ever want at your disposal.
Exactly. It's been a tough day. Yes. I could have explained that much more succinctly. That's why I'm glad you wanted to take over the logistical side of everything.
But you can only in a nutshell, to use a food analogy, you have to make how many courses? Three courses.
Three courses
from these five ingredients, using only the fantastic tools and the extra and the other ingredients in the pantry, which are very slim.
Right.
Can you go over those ingredients again?
In the pantry, there's water, sugar, salt, pepper, flour, oil, like vegetable oil.
You said eggs.
Eggs, thank you.
Which is new, exciting.
Water, did I say water? If I'm repeating myself, then... But that's it. You see how boring that stuff is?
Now I have to introduce the contestants.
Yes, please.
I'm one of them, Rachel. You already know me from 5 minutes ago. And then Scott, introduce yourself.
Hi, I have been on the Mind Kitchen before. My name is Scott Gold. I'm an author and food writer. My most recent book is The Shameless Carnivore, A Manifesto for Meat Lovers, and Matt Timms is a diabolical freak for putting me on this show once more, watching how I crashed and burned and went down in flames. It was a grease fire. It was nasty last time.
You should have been on the last Mind Kitchen because the main ingredient was goat.
Yeah, and it's wrong that you're a really smart guy and you were incredibly entertaining last time and you did all the right things and you almost won.
I didn't even come close. Somewhere. What's wrong with you? What have you been smoking?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
He flew somewhere
to kill an animal to bring it back.
Exactly.
It was awesome.
I cheated like a madman, which is probably why I didn't win. It was a lot more fun that way.
Well, this is the Mind Kitchen where you get to
redeem
yourself.
Is there a plane in our pantry?
There is a plane in your pantry.
Don't eat a plane.
Any tool at your disposal.
If you're thinking of eating an airplane, do not.
Wait, we have to introduce the other two guests as well. All right, you guys did the show just before this one. Who are you?
Anne Saxelby from Saxelby Cheesemongers. We do a show here on Heritage Radio called Cutting the Curd. We meaning me and my other my teammate.
Hi, I'm Sophie Schlesinger. I work with Anne and do the show with her. And I'm really nervous. From the other intro, I feel like we've got to really, really bring it.
Yeah, good. You should be nervous. You're going
down.
About
10 minutes.
It's the heavy metal. It's all about intimidation.
I tried to discombobulate you with the craziness.
I know, because this is Matt. Matt used to do this show. How many times? You used to do it once a month.
It was once a month.
And it was so good.
It was once every so often.
It was so much fun. That's why we decided that even though it has nothing to do with what this show is like the other 3 weeks of the month, we do this once a month.
And it requires no preparation. Well, except that I have to think of five ingredients.
Really, really hard.
And here they are.
All right.
And just FYI, this is the smartest thing I've ever done, you guys. I'm going to give you boring ingredients on the Mind Kitchen. Boring ingredients. I mean, it's just last time. Sometimes I've done dogs and a dead body and a dinosaur, and but I'm not going that way this time. Check it out.
Damn it!
The five ingredients of the Mind Kitchen are potatoes, chicken, iceberg lettuce, carrots, and cheddar cheese. Boring. Yawn. We will see you 10 minutes later on the Mind Kitchen. And we're back. Exciting. We're back. Pencils down, everybody.
Word.
I actually did have a pencil.
Everybody is waiting to hear what these four contestants have to offer. And people are invited at home to come up using those five ingredients, potatoes, chicken, iceberg lettuce, carrots, and cheddar cheese. Email info@heritageradionetwork.com. And the yummiest recipe will, of course, get a special prize, and I will email you what that is when we decide. Okay. The important thing is to remain calm, everybody. This is Matt Timms. I never told you exactly who I am. Matt Timms from thetakedowns.com.
Yo!
Yo. Because I wasted my turn saying yo like an idiot, and I was cautioned. Okay. Let's get to business. I really want to know what you guys made. So let's start with Rachel and go down the line.
I was actually really glad that you made them really boring because for some reason I've been in kind of a boring mode lately. I'm really embarrassed to admit this, especially in front of you guys from cutting the curd. But last night I made Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Word. That's so great. No.
Black attack. Is there any so real great. Cheese in that?
Definitely not.
And I no and
it's
fried,
cheesy.
I made
that doesn't
we made
it, like, it's
fried,
like cheese with a Z.
It's the cheesiest.
Yeah. So yeah. We made fried chicken, frozen peas, and Kraft macaroni and cheese. I was like, that's what I've wanted for since,
I would
perfect.
Eat. I have no problem
regrets.
With that.
No,
but it's
no
like
regrets.
Sometimes you have to.
Yeah. So that's what I wanted to just sticking with 48 hours of like total boring eating. I'm going to make twice baked potatoes, and I'm going to whip in some egg whites, probably eggs with the cheese, the cheddar cheese, and put it, like scrape out the potato, bake it so they get nice and floofy. And then I'm going to use all that crazy technology in my pantry to recreate McDonald's chicken McNuggets.
Ooh, you're going to make pink sludge?
Yeah, I'm going to whip it, and I'm going to whip every single bit of that chicken's going to get ground down and whipped into like, and I'm going to press them into like little thingies and batter them in the flour that I have and fry them in the oil.
You should make them nice shapes if you're going to do that.
Oh, yeah. And different shapes, not
I'll
three
spell out Matt's name
shape.
If that'll make
10 bucks says she shapes them like penises.
Yes.
You just spelled my name. That's extra points right there.
Wait, what am I going to? Oh, I was going to serve them with something. What was I going to serve them with? Oh, I was going to make cheddar cheese sauce. Okay. Then I'm going to take the most beautiful outer edge of the iceberg lettuce and turn it into a lettuce cup. And I'm going to make that really sweet, gross carrot salad with sugar and whatever I can. I'll whip the oil into like something that approaches mayonnaise. And the eggs. I can make mayonnaise. So I'm gonna make a carrot salad without the raisins. You know that nasty, sweet, shredded carrot salad? And I'm going to put that in the lettuce
in
cup.
In the bowl. Yeah. That you've fashioned out of a whole head of... Okay.
And then I'm going to make... For dessert, I'm going to make meringues out of the egg whites. And I'm going to... Instead of topping it with a Hershey's Kiss, I'm going to top it with a candied carrot coin.
A candied carrot coin.
Yes.
Oh, wicked.
That's
wicked.
What I'm going to do.
So wait, how sugary? Oh, that's gonna.
Carrots
be really
are really
yummy.
Sweet, especially. And then you can, if you cook them in butter, and you don't even need butter. If you cook them in sugar, like then kind of, my mom always called it canding them. That's how she always made carrot coins. You know, cut them into coins, and then she'd like.
My
put some
mom
sugar
never
there.
Made me yeah. carrot coins. What
yeah,
the heck?
It sounds yeah, really nice. On. It sounds better than slices of carrot.
Although those are good too, but there's so just so it's like something really sweet on top of that meringue, like the yeah. like the. That's what I'm going to do. Okay, that's it.
All right, loving it. How about you, Scott Gold? Can you top
God.
That?
All right, I'm going to try. Well, you had me at chicken, dude. I'm the meat guy, and chicken is actually, when people ask me what my favorite meat is, first of all, I tell them it's unfair because all meats are delicious.
Right, that's true.
Aside from bull penis, which I do not recommend.
I had that the other day.
Not good, is it?
Oh, it was steamed. Oh,
yeah,
I
pretty,
still think about
horrible.
It. Oh.
Yeah. How profane can I be on this show?
I profane. Swear.
When someone tells you to choke on a dick, they can't tell me that anymore because I literally did.
Oh.
It's not good. But chicken, on the other hand, chicken is awesome. So.
And that vein that runs down the middle of it.
Okay, oh. I got a not veiny one. That's pretty rotten. But chicken is not rotten, and I love the chicken in all its glories. And I roast a chicken at least once a week. So you had me there. I tried to deal with the other ingredients. So first off, as an appetizer, I got to go with gribbenis.
What?
What's gribbenis? If you don't know what gribbenis is, it's a Jewish thing. I'm a Jew and I'm a Southern Jew. So this is a wonderful thing because we Southerners like to deep fry things and we Jews like deep chicken. So gribbenis is fried chicken skin, like Jewish pork rinds.
Oh my God. Why haven't I not eaten that ever before?
Dude, go to Second Avenue Deli or the Second Avenue Deli that's on 33rd Street for some reason.
Let's make it after next Monday's show.
And they have it as an appetizer for free. They serve it with the pickles. So I'm going with the... Some gribbiness and a chicken, just a small chicken leg. I'm going to confit the chicken leg in its own fat and a little, just a little salt, pepper. Have it nice. Heat it back up. And just a really simple, just shredded carrot salad on the side because, you know, people like to have a vegetable as a garnish. For me, it's all about the meat and the fat. You can't just have meat and fat on a plate. So, you know, a little simple shredded carrot salad on the side for the appetizer.
There's nothing wrong with shredded carrots because they're
entree. It took me a second, and I had to ask you listeners didn't hear about the nature of the chicken or chickens. So I had to get a little clarification, and once I did, I decided to make a turchicken or a chicken duckin or a variation on the turducken, which of course is another Louisiana favorite. It's a chicken and a chicken and a chicken. So we're going to bone out three chickens. One is a capon, one is a standard chicken, and one is a poussin, which is, the capon is the large castrated rooster. And the chicken is a chicken, and the poussin is the baby chicken, the little chicken. So we're gonna bone those out, just season them very very simply, and stuff them into one another, and roast them all together like a loaf. And then you slice it, and you get three different kinds of chicken in one: dark meat, light meat, young, old.
Yeah, big, yummer. It gets small. More delicious awesome. As it goes deeper into the dish. Rooster and a chicken and a chick.
Rooster and a chicken and a... Yeah, exactly. And a small a chicken egg in the middle as well.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Nice little aftertouch.
Yeah.
I like the one bird turducken. What if you call it?
I don't know. I just invented it. I think we have to make it.
People would just think you're stuttering.
The chick chick chick. No, that was a band, wasn't it?
What's for dessert, homeboy?
I'm not done yet. We're serving the turk chicken with a side of potato latkes. Because it's Hanukkah season coming up soon.
Unfair, using all the Jewish stuff. Yeah. That's very unfair.
I know. And you fry, not to let him win.
And you fry the latkes in schmaltz, which is of course rendered chicken fat.
I don't even know about schmaltz.
Schmaltz. You don't know about schmaltz and the gribness and the greplach and the mach and the macha?
Maybe our next episode should be broadcast from Sammy's Romanian.
Or from Mile End.
Yeah.
Hey, what question? Gribness. Do you eat it like potato chips?
It's like pork rinds. It's an appetizer.
Do you always make that noise when you eat potato chips?
I do now. I do if I was eating deep fried chipsies.
Chipsies.
And again, there has to be a vegetable with the entree, so we're just going to set it on a bed of a large wedge of grilled iceberg lettuce.
Yum. Which is grilled iceberg lettuce?
I love iceberg lettuce.
Yeah, but can you grill iceberg
Absolutely.
Lettuce?
Absolutely. Okay. You get a big, it's like a steakhouse wedge, right?
Yeah. And then you put it on the grill.
And then you just throw it whole on the grill.
I just pictured catching on fire.
And so that's going to, it's going to get a little char flavor and it'll stand up. It's not going to get all soggy with the fat and everything. And you just cook some coarse sea salt. A little, vinegar dressing would be nice, but we didn't have that. So we're just going to go with that. It's going to be a big meaty entree.
Brilliant. Let's hear our next.
I haven't done my dessert yet.
I'm sorry.
I've decided to hop into my, because I don't know anything about dessert and I don't know how to cook cakes. I wanted to make a carrot cheddar cheesecake.
Yum.
And I go in my time machine and get Julia Child in her prime to cook it for me.
Oh, you cheated! You took a genius cook. But now that's interesting.
You told me time machine.
No one's ever done that. No one's ever enlisted the help of a genius. To
well,
help.
First time for everything.
Or a dead person, yeah.
Is she cooking against her will?
I don't think she would be. I think
she'd like you.
She was in the OSS. That's she was good. A spy. If someone came up to Julia Child with a time machine, she would probably be all like, "Oh, a time machine!
Ha ha! The day is mine."
Where would save you? World at War what II. Time period did you decide to go back and grab her from?
Yeah,
like the '70s.
I'd say at the height of her
skills,
like at her cooking her show.
I picture her in black and white, helping you in black and white. Mm-hmm. She always wore the same thing.
I mean, Julia Child taught my mom to cook, and my mom kicks ass. So if I was going to choose someone to cook a cake for me, dead or alive, I mean, I don't even know that many like amazing dead chefs, but I would love to just meet her anyway, right?
I'd love to talk to her, but we got to move the show along. All right. Anne, what do you say?
All right, so team cheese over here, you know, being cheese centric, we decided that we were going to incorporate cheese into every part of our dish.
Yeah.
And there are so many tie-ins, actually. Okay, because you gave us boring ingredients.
Yeah.
So we were thinking, what is the most boring cuisine in the world? And it's probably British cuisine.
Oh, and they would hate you for that. They're all talking about how proud they are these days.
I know. Well, it's gotten,
does suck.
It maybe has gotten better, and that might be true. But, you know, traditionally known as being very bad. And so we took it like, you know, Gulliver's Travels, like back in time style. And we are cooking for people, for a huge horde of people at the height of the British Empire.
Like
maybe
thousands.
Around like 1830.
Good. You're throwing a party.
Like medieval feast.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thousands of people. And so we were thinking, you know, where did the Brits conquer people? And one place for a while anyways, until they got whooped, was Spain. And so for our first course, we're going to make a giant, huge, bigger than you've ever seen tortilla española with the potatoes and the eggs.
Are we talking like I hope it's like big as a house?
Yeah.
No, it's like as big as this block.
Yeah. And it's like the biggest chocolate chip cookie in the U.S. Have you ever seen that? And there's
that's
like hundreds
cool.
of people eating this, just like hunking this
yeah,
chocolate
yeah.
chip
Guinness
cookie.
World
it's like
records
that
type
big.
Stuff.
It's
you know,
that
how
big.
How do they do that?
I don't know.
Like, how do they bake it?
I don't know.
It must be outside in an outside oven.
It's the details.
Magic.
You know, we'll figure those out like when the dinner
actually
happens.
The world's biggest oven. This is the Mind Kitchen.
Yeah, it's true. We have a giant skillet. And a giant oven to put it in. And
sauce.
So, you know, to meld the Spanish with the British, you know, we're going to put cheddar cheese over the top of the whole dang thing. And then instead of putting it in a giant broiler, because that would be fun, but not as fun as having thousands of people with little blowtorches just going around and browning and bubbling the top of the cheese. So it's really nice and like, you know, bubbly, crispy cheese thing happening. So that's course number one.
Okay.
That's awesome.
And and also before you've melted the cheese, it's actually formed into this beautiful cheese sculpture that melts as the thousands of people put their blowtorch over it.
Oh, nice.
What is the shape of the sculpture?
It's a big boat.
Like a schooner or like a tall ship?
No, yeah, like a tall ship. Like what
the ones that
like
the
what people would see. Like when the Brits were coming, you're like, "Uh-oh. There's the guy with a huge boat and they're coming." So there.
All right, so the second course, we're going to just, like, you know, take it easy, let people enjoy it without as big of a spectacle as the first course. So we're going to fry the chicken.
But still thousands of people.
Yeah, thousands.
Thousands of
people.
Chickens.
Thousands of chickens.
Sweet.
All outside, stomping around the tortilla. Okay, so we're frying the chicken in a flour and cheddar batter, and then we're going to do some French fries with, like, melted cheese all over it. What else with the second course?
I think that's it. I think fried chicken
and you do that? You can
cheese
make
fries.
Cheddar cheese fries? Batter?
Yeah.
And that sounds
wonderful.
It'd be like
flour, milk, cheddar cheese, salt, pepper.
Never heard of that.
I don't know if
before.
It's been done. We might have to like dehydrate and powder the cheese so that it attains the texture of Rachel's
of
mac and
crab.
Cheese.
I was going to say, you were ripping on Rachel.
To mix into the batter.
Totally. Yeah.
I was just imagining that wonderful, weird yellow-orange color.
Yum.
Yum is right.
So that's, you know, that's kind of trashy, but whatever. Fried chicken and French fries with cheese on top.
French fries.
We didn't include iceberg lettuce, so I guess we'll make a salad with that.
Yeah.
You know, we'll just do simple iceberg salad.
Oh my God,
it's like,
you just said that just now. A salad.
Poor iceberg
lettuce. It's like penance. And then you just eat that goes along with the colonial thing too. I'm sure you sinned and you need to, you know,
repent.
It's a Catholic thing. You have to eat a piece of lettuce.
I get it.
Yeah. Okay. So, or Protestant, whatever. Yeah. So anyways, for dessert, we were going to make carrot cake, but then we figured everybody makes carrot cake.
Yeah, everyone makes carrot cake.
I love carrot cake though. It's the yummiest cake. Did you know that?
It's the yummiest cake. But then we were also thinking that, you know, apple pie with the cheddar crust. So why the heck can't we make a carrot pie with a cheddar crust? Because, you know, as Rachel
carrot
was saying,
pie.
You know,
no one's ever
carrots
done that. You just
are
blew
sweet
our brains.
And delicious. And
would
why
you
not?
Puree it like pumpkin pie?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
That's
You're
a great idea.
They
I want to go home and I want to do that.
I want
wait,
carrot
that's not
pie.
Better than my cherry cut.
But I kind of want to add, I want to puree the carrot, but then I want to put some carrot coins also in the pie.
On the top.
The carrot coins
That's what's great about going last. You know about coins now.
Totally.
I actually want.
I'm sitting in that chair meals. Next time. I swear.
So you guys all set? Was that your 3-course meal?
Yeah. Oh yeah. But we also have a tagline for the dinner.
Oh,
which I'll let
advertising is critical.
And read. Where did we write it down?
Oh, well, we decided that the sun never set on the British Empire, so the sun will never set on our giant dinner party.
Especially not nice. With a giant carrot coin.
Hey, exactly. Listen, for those of you guys listening at home, you can email info@heritageradionetwork.com. I totally interrupted you, didn't I?
I mean, I was just talking about giant carrot coins of sun in the sky. Totally interruptible.
I'm so hungover. Oh, so
it's
please,
like
write info,
at night.
Write info at heritageradionetwork.com. Send us your recipes. We want to find out what you guys are thinking at home.
And it's chicken, cheddar cheese,
iceberg lettuce.
Potatoes.
Matt, do we need a break vodka. Or do you have a winner?
We'd like to go to a quick break while I confer with Jack in the booth. And then we will be right back. Okie dokie, we are back. We are back and we're here at Heritage Radio at beautiful Roberta's in Brooklyn. And Jack in the booth, he's the producer of the show and he is with us today and he's sitting there. He's been mulling over in his brain
it's been
about
tough.
What is the best
this
recipe.
This is a really tough one.
Was it tough?
It was.
It was easy for me, but yeah, I'd like to hear what you think.
Rachel got points because I also ate Kraft macaroni and cheese for dinner last night.
Oh, it's so sad. Our lives are so bad.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about that. But I had to ultimately decide between Scott's tri-chicken madness and the cheese festival. And I'm going to go with the medieval cheese fest because they're the first contestants to reference a radio show in their meal. The cheese sculptures, we just spoke about that 20 minutes
that's
ago.
Brilliant.
Fresh on my mind. It was
Wait
appetizing
a minute.
When I heard it, and yeah.
I think I've totally referenced prior Heritage Radio shows.
When?
On this show.
For the Mind Kitchen? For the Mind Kitchen?
Okay, you're right, not the Mind Kitchen.
No, yeah.
That's
this
true.
Is Mind Kitchen related. So my really important vote goes to Anne and Sophie.
Yes.
That's an interesting choice. You brought up some interesting points. Would you guys like to hear what Matt Timms thinks? Because that's also kind of important. Yo!
I guess if I'm forced
okay.
to.
Okay, I really liked Rachel's stuff. It was kind of rad. I'm only saying that because she's my partner, professional partner on the show, and it's called The Matt and Rachel Show. So,
well, at least
high
you're
five.
Honest.
High five. That just happened, and you heard it over the microphone. Yeah, that's what that was for. Then, Scott, finally, I got to learn something new about Gribinus.
Gribinus.
Gribinus. I'm going to eat Gribinus.
You
got to
say it like
Gribinus,
Jackie Mason. Hey, what's wrong? You don't have the Gribinus.
I'm going to eat these things, and they're brilliant, but you know what? Why would you ever put iceberg lettuce on a grill? Even if I read that in a book, I wouldn't want to do that.
Because it's awesome.
Anywho, you know who really gets my heart? You guys, do you know I am a British citizen? That counts for something. Ah. Also, I throw takedowns, and as far as I'm concerned, you guys just threw a mega party in Britain, which is not in America.
Spain.
And then it was against Spain, because you don't like Spain. That's I don't have a problem with Spain, but these cheeseheads do. But you know what?
To be
I
noted,
like
Anne Saxony hates Spain.
And
everybody propagate this.
I bet the listeners at home are going to come up with even more brilliant things than were on this show. But I will say that you found your way to my heart by talking about Britain and frying chicken and eating French fries, because that's normal stuff, but yum,
oh my God,
right?
French fries.
Anywho, that's why you guys just won. What did you win? You just won nothing. We don't have anything to give you. I'm so glad that you guys stayed, though. Ooh. But no, it was,
I got
it was
you're
more about a chance
the Jews
to hang
again,
out.
I think.
That's not true,
and
Scott.
And Spaniards.
That's not true. Anyways.
And the Spanish.
Yes.
Rachel, what did you think? Was that a good Mind Kitchen?
Hell, I want to eat. It's really rare that I actually want to eat anything anyone talks about.
Oh, I know. This is all realistic food and carrot pie. Yeah. Get another reason you guys rule.
That's genius.
I could make it for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I bet it would be even yummier
I
than
think
a...
we should all do it to see how it works.
Yeah. Totally.
But don't even tell anybody.
Idea.
Well, I guarantee you I'm stuffing three chickens into each other.
I'm doing it.
I think triple chicken is a great idea. I kind of want to do a meat hook chicken, a Marlowe chicken, and a Fleischer's chicken.
Or a heritage chicken.
Oh, a heritage chicken.
Of course.
A heritage chicken.
Four chickens, quadruple chickens.
Chicken cute.
Sorry, heritage.
One of them
chicken
can be the egg, right?
Actually, the meat hook chicken might even be the heritage chicken.
There you
I don't
go.
Know.
Well, what do you think, Jack? I think we just had another brilliant episode of the Mind Kitchen. Another great chance to hang out with Matt and Rachel. I think we're ready to say awesome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.